genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is good things. Each of my guests will explain good things in our lives, whether it's overcoming uncertainty, music, or achieving sales success. My first guest has led the Simi Valley Center for Spiritual Living for the past 23 years. He's on the leading edge of the human potential movement. We'll discuss living with uncertainty from his book, The Art of Uncertainty. My second guest sang about good things, kicks, and Indian reservations in the 1960s. He's the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders. We'll talk about music, his career, and his upcoming tour. My third guest is one of this country's top sales trainers. He'll show us what a good thing selling can be from his latest book, Switched on Selling. And if you want to join in the conversation or talk to any one of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. Dennis Merritt Jones has been on a quest to inspire and lift people to a higher expression of life. His personal vision is to guide people to their purpose, knowing that when a person fully awakes to who they are and why they're on this planet, they begin to naturally share their gift with humankind and create an enriching life for themselves and the world around them. Dennis was the founder and spiritual director of the International Center for Spiritual Living out in Simi Valley. Dennis retired from the pulpit in 2008 to take his message to the world by means of his books, sacred journeys, travel, spiritual mentoring, keynote speaking, and seminars. His latest book is titled The Art of Uncertainty. Welcome to the show, Dennis. How are you today?
Hey, Billy. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thank you for being our special guest. And I liked your book. In your book, you use an analogy, which I found very good. In your book, you talk about an analogy where you compare us to baby birds who
right.
don't know how they can fly until they're pushed from the nest. So why is this analogy relevant, Dennis?
Well, I think every person can relate with the idea that we find comfort and safety in our box or our comfort zone. You could call it a nest if you want, and yet the analogy with the birds is that there's something within them that knows they need to go beyond the nest if they're going to have a life. They can't stay in the box in the nest and survive, and the only way that they can find out how to get out of the box and move into what is next for them is to come to the edge of their nest, their safety zone, and lean over into the call of gravity and trust, knowing that there's something within them. See, nobody ever taught a bird how to fly. You don't see mother birds sitting there teaching the birds how to fly. The bird has some inherent intelligence within it that knows how to be a bird. It knows how to fly, so the bird only has to do what it's naturally born to do and be, and that is to be a bird. And that same intelligence that knows how to fly a bird lives within each and every one of us. In the bird, you might think of it as instinct, and in us as humans, as spiritual beings, you might think of it as not just intuition, but the divine knowing, the infinite place within us that knows how to lift us to what is next if we're willing to do our part, and that is to step into the unknown.
All right. Now, Dennis, is that what you call the essence of living in the mystery of life?
Well, let's put it, think of this. Think of this approach, Billy.
Okay.
We've been living in the mystery since the day we were born. if you think about it, the greatest mystery is that we come from the ethers of some other dimension. We have no idea where or what that is. And we take residence in this physical body, which we move around in on the planet for a certain number of years, and then we lay that aside and go back into the ethers from which we came. What's not mysterious about that? But the time between from the time we get here until the time we leave is equally as much of a mystery. If you think about it, from the day we were born, we lived in the mystery, whether we wanted to think of it that way or not. Look at children.
Mm-hmm.
Children, the younger they are, the more willing they are to roam, to get out of their comfort zone and to explore. And as they grow, they're taught to fear. They're taught to that life isn't a safe place. And so we grow into adulthood maintaining some of those fears, and it keeps us stuck in the rut where we're unwilling to explore the unknown. And my as you may know from the book, my reference of a rut is simply a grave with no ends on it.
Right. Yeah. My guest before us, or so a guest we've had on the show before you, used to call it the velvet rut because it's velvet lined. You don't really feel it. You don't feel uncomfortable in it, and
right.
Yet it's a rut. So
right.
Great. My guest is Dennis Merritt Jones. We're talking about his book, The Art of Uncertainty. And Dennis, in your book, you know, you describe life as a spiritual journey, but for a lot of people who haven't read the book, myself before I read the book included, I considered life a physical journey. So explain to me what you mean by the spiritual journey that you were talking about.
Well, if you look at the universe, if you look at life, nature, how it works, there's some intelligence beyond the body of the flower that causes it to unfold, to know, to share its beauty and essence with the world. There's an intelligence that lives in all life forms that is greater than the form, and that intelligence is continually seeking to experience, to express its own infinite nature, which is to push out and grow. And that's there's that before we were human beings, we were spiritual beings, and when we're done being human beings, we'll still be spiritual beings. That's what I was saying about going mm-hmm. back into the ethers from which we came.
Mm-hmm.
We can't avoid the fact that we live in a spiritual universe.
All right, that makes sense. Now, talk to me about one of the major themes of your book, which is mindfulness. You talked about the baby bird getting to the edge of the nest and then just leaping out, essentially, is what they do. And they trust in something that they are going to fly. They're never taught about that. Talk to us about mindfulness, because a bird doesn't have a brain that can reason to be mindful, but we as humans do. So,
that's exactly right. Mindfulness is a practice of remembering to remember. It's in the East, in Sanskrit, the word for mindfulness would be smriti. And what that means is remember to come back. And the question is, come back to what? And the answer is twofold. You come back always to the present moment. And in the present moment, you become aware of the presence, or the awareness that you are part of that infinite intelligence that's larger than you, that is universally present. And so when we come back, when we remember to come back to the moment, that's where our point of power is. That's where creation takes place by means of our thoughts and beliefs. So by remembering to come back to the present moment, that's where we unify and couple with the intelligence within us that is greater than us, that knows how to do life for us and through us better than we do.
All right. Now, how can we practice on a day-to-day basis, Dennis, to be mindful so that we can come back to that? That takes a lot of thinking, a lot of effort, and we're surrounded by all kinds of pressures on a daily
true.
Basis.
We're in constant competition with the world for our attention. And so there's practices that you can do, such as simply breathing practices. And in the book, I cover a lot of these practices, how to be present with the moment. There's meditation practices. There's simply it's the process of moving more fully into your conscious mind to be aware of your present moment experience. You can focus on your breathing. When you're breathing, you think about it, your breath is one of your most core elements. Try going without a breath.
You can't.
And so when you consciously breathe, it brings your mind back into alignment with your body. The problem is our mind is always out in front of us trying to do something or accomplish something. We were taught how to accomplish well young, because life was always about acquisition. It was about moving forward. It was a linear process. But we were never really taught how to be present with the moment. So it is a practice. But the more we do it, not only will we find that that's our point of power, but it's also our point of inner peace.
All right, that makes sense. And everything that we're talking about, Dennis, is very, very spiritual. And I want to refer back to you, if I can, for just a little bit. Define the difference between religion and spirituality. And were you always spiritual? Did you grow up in a religion, a formal religion?
That's a good question. The answer to both is yes. I grew up in a traditional religion, but as I grew older, I began to become disenchanted with religion per se, because oftentimes religion ends up being about right and wrong or politics. The word religion comes from the Latin word religere, which means to bind together. But the truth is that most religions really have separated human beings from one another, and we can see that going on in the world today. Now, spirituality, you can't be any more spiritual than you already are. You're 100% spirit. Spirituality is the practicing of the awareness of your oneness with the universe, with life, with spirit, if you want to call it that. So spirituality is a practice of remembering to remember that you're one with God or it or infinite intelligence or the universe, whatever word you want to label it as. But spirituality is the practice of presence, where religion, to me, is oftentimes steeped with dogma or traditions that and rituals that have long lost their meaning. That is not to say there's not great value in religions if within the confines of that religion, spirituality is taught.
Ah, very interesting. My guest is Dennis Merritt Jones. We're talking about his book titled The Art of Uncertainty, How to Live in the Mystery of Life and Love It. And Dennis, one of the things that really caught my eye in reading your book is a phrase that you talk about, the consequences if we don't pay attention to the universal law. And you say, I love this, you say we're not punished for our mistakes, we're punished by our mistakes.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we live in a universe that operates in the law of cause and effect. For every action, there's a reaction. The universe doesn't hold. See, I don't. A lot of people think of God as a judgmental entity that favors some and doesn't favor others. I don't believe that. I think the infinite intelligence that operates in the universe is totally impartial to every one of us, that it allows us space to become cause or own effect, understanding that our beliefs, our deepest beliefs and thoughts, create our experience. And if our beliefs and thoughts are errant or not anchored in an awareness of who we really are, we end up creating experiences by the law of cause and effect that yield certain consequences. It's not the universe punishing us. It's just that we're punishing ourselves, if you will, by having thoughts that created negative experiences.
I see. All right. Now, Dennis, for whom did you write the book? I mean, for what type of reader did you write your book, The Art of Uncertainty?
It's a great question. The Art of Uncertainty is, I don't think there's any person on the planet today who's not facing uncertainty somewhere in their lives.
Sure.
That's why the book has been so universally well received already. It's being published in Chinese as well, which
oh, congratulations.
Is a universal issue.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's anybody that isn't somewhere stuck in their box in the rut where they're a little uncertain about what tomorrow is going to hold for them. And the book is really written for anybody who wants to know how to get out of that box. And a lot of people are facing the uncertainty of no jobs. You know, the economy is giving us a rough ride.
Mm.
The housing, there's so many areas where a lot of people simply don't know what tomorrow is going to bring to them. And so the subtitle of the book is How to Live in the Mystery of Life and Love It. And that's really the key, is to understand that life is a mystery anyway. So we can change our perspective of it and enter it every day consciously with a willingness to see where the mystery wants to go with our co-partnering with it. Or we can enter the mystery fearfully. And that's a whole other conversation, is fear is what keeps us stuck.
Mm.
And in the book, I offer some great mindfulness practices about how to overcome or transcend the fears that keep us stuck in the box.
Good, good. My guest is Dennis Merritt Jones. Dennis, I ask this of many authors. What did you get out of writing The Art of Uncertainty?
My life. My adult life has been about being willing to step into the unknown and see where it wants to take me. In order to do that, you have to be highly involved in the co-creative process and knowing that your thoughts and beliefs create your reality. But you also have to be willing to be lowly attached or with a minimum amount of attachment to the outcome. And that's pretty much how I've lived my adult life. I've always been self-employed. I've always done things that allowed me the freedom to explore and create, and the downside of that is you're always living on the edge of fear, and yet that the very same fear that restricts us is what can free us if we learn how to live. Not just, you won't get rid of fear, but you can learn to dance with it. You can learn to transcend it and make it okay to have it as part of your life. And then you can actually use it as a springboard.
Sure, sure. Dennis, there is a lot in all that you say and a lot that's written in the book, The Art of Uncertainty. And for people who are living in the area locally, you've got an upcoming event for The Art of Uncertainty where they might be able to learn more, certainly meet you and greet you. What is that event and when is it going to happen?
Thanks for asking, Billy. I'll be doing a book signing tomorrow, Saturday, June 18th. At 2 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble's bookstore in Westlake Village.
And that address, for those of you who don't have it handy, is 160 South Westlake Boulevard in Thousand Oaks. That is great, Dennis.
People can go to my website to get the click on the events page, and you can see where all things I'm doing locally as well. And on my website, they can also download a free study guide written for The Art of Uncertainty, so they can use that in small group study or just to help them go further into the understanding of the book, where they can also sign up for my free weekly e-message and receive an e-book as well. And I'm also, they can go to Huffington Post. I'm a columnist for the Huffington Post.
Great. Now, what is your URL for your website, Dennis, if
it's
people are interested?
My name, www.DennisMerrittJones.com. That's DennisMerrittJones.com.
DennisMerrittJones.com. Dennis, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
And you too.